Why don't we open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4? And maybe we'll alternate brothers and sisters. We'll read Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. It's always good to bring your Bibles and open your Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, believers, we're those who love the Word of God. Amen. Amen. How about we go ahead, brothers? And he himself. I'll wait till you get it. Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Amen. Okay, brothers, verse 11.
And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers.
Sisters.
For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
That we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, in the sight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error.
But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ.
Amen.
Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen. Very good. One more, maybe together, is Colossians 3:16. A sister book.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God.
Oh, saints, we need to let the word of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, dwell in you richly.
Amen.
In all wisdom, what? Teaching and admonishing one another. Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Okay, I'd like to just take a moment with this little ministry excerpt. I was touched this week, and you could, where it says life study messages, of course, this definitely applies to our ongoing truth pursuit. By the way, if you know, we've just completed that what we call the T books, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, but also Philemon is included in there. And soon to begin in next month after the training, the books of Corinthians. So anyway, this definitely applies to our getting into the truth locally as a church, but it also applies to the semi-annual trainings. Actually, all the life studies came out in the semi-annual trainings. And so there's a need to have a proper approach. Usually before the training, we always like to share a little something to encourage the saints. Having this been going on for the last more than 40 years, it's easy for it to become commonplace among us. And the danger with that is that we miss out and the Lord misses out, because we may be kind of the kind, like Paul says, those who become dull of hearing. And we don't want to be this kind of persons. It's a frustration to the speaking spirit, and it is a frustration to our growth in life, and it would be a frustration to the building up of the body of Christ. So I appreciate this was given by Brother Lee in 1977, and it's in the collected works. But let's read it together. Maybe we'll do a little alternating reading. Let's read the title together, though. Digesting the Life Study Messages by Paying Attention to and Praying Concerning the Crucial Points. Let's read that again. Digesting the Life Study Messages by Paying Attention to and Praying Concerning the Crucial Points. Saints, I am concerned with your receiving the speaking in this training, but I'm maybe even more concerned with our what? Our digesting. It's possible to ingest, but with little digestion. We all know that with children. You may be able to force them to ingest, but you may not get them to do a good job of digesting, right? But we don't want to be naughty children in the church life, taking something but without really absorbing it all. And so to do this, we need to what? Pay attention to and pray concerning the crucial points. Now, these messages are quite extensive, covering so much, but the point would be is in every message there is some crucial points. There's the speaking of the Spirit. And we want to pray ourselves into that essence of the speaking of the Spirit, because that's where we will gain the Spirit and life that's needed for the growth and for the building up of the body.
That's right.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Maybe we'll have the brothers, read a sentence, the sisters read a sentence in that kind of a way. Brothers, as believers in Christ, we need to grow in the divine life. Saints, do you need to grow in the divine life?
Amen.
I don't think any of us can say we've arrived, right? Okay, sisters.
In order to grow in life, we need to be nourished with the riches of life.
That's why in verse 16 it says, by joints of the rich supply. See, there's a supply. In the proper church life, we need the supply. Otherwise, there could be nothing organic. Nothing would grow. So in order to grow, we need to be nourished, what? With the riches of life. Thank the Lord. Brothers,
I believe that the riches of the divine life are available for us in the life study messages.
And in the messages of this training. Now it's maybe, we call it the crystallization study. But it's still the same in principle. Okay? Sisters.
These messages not only help us know the Bible, but also supply us with spiritual nourishment.
Okay, so surely we need to know the Bible. We don't despise that, but what do we need? We need spiritual nourishment. Okay? Brothers, next.
To read and digest three life study messages a week is not excessive.
Now, in context, in the early days, the Living Stream ministry was very sparse in its... There was only two or three saints, and Brother Ron and whoever was helping him, they would do their best to get three messages. And those we would pay our quarter, and we would get an individual life study. And I think some may have complained that these three messages was so much to get into. Well, he's saying, this surely is not excessive to read three life study messages. Okay, sisters? There are many ways. Amen. There are many ways. Brothers,
we may read the messages both by ourselves and with one another.
Now, in this coming year, I'm really burdened that we wouldn't even take getting into the truth as just a personal matter. I was impressed by the testimony of a sister in the Boston Extension. She said something to the effect that they do have their personal time in the Word, but they're spending now more time to get into it even corporately. And that excited me. Wow. They're spending more time to get into it together with one another. So we need to be balanced. We need both. Okay, next. Brothers.
For instance, we may read two or three pages a day by ourselves, and we may spend half an hour to an hour on the Lord's Day afternoon to read a message with others, including our family members or guests.
Okay, we need both ways. Now, admittedly, if you go to this training and being local as we are, it's a blessing, but it can also be a downside. The blessing is we're only half an hour from Anaheim. Wonderful. You don't even have to buy plane tickets to get there. The downside is we can go back to our home in an isolated way, and maybe we read over our notes a little bit, but we don't have that much time coming together. But our brother said quite pointedly, not only by ourselves, but with others. So if we're to get into this in a good way, we need a kind of a corporate digestion. Of course, Amen. That's why the training assigns us a certain amount of study time, right? Every morning we have some time. Whether you can make that study time or not, that may depend on your circumstances. But I would encourage you, even if you can't come to, you might say, the church's study time, you would get with a few others, maybe their sister's babysitting or whatever their circumstances, to get together and digest and to get into these messages with your guests or family members. Okay, brothers.
We should not read the messages either too quickly or too slowly.
Sisters.
When we read the message, we need to pay attention to these crucial points and pray concerning
If I wasn't caring for time, I would have the brothers read that one as well. But the point is that we need to pay attention to some crucial points. Now, the brothers will give us sheets with questions. That should help us to pick out what those crucial points are. But in any case, you can't get every point in these outlines. You could do your best to get the view. Even, you know what, in preparing for the morning revival and second meeting, we should find what are the crucial points. Get into those. Pray ourselves into those. And then minister life through those crucial points. And in any case, we need to pay attention to the crucial points. And what? We need to pray concerning them so that the Holy Spirit will deeply impress these points into our being. Amen. And supply us with spiritual nourishment.
Amen.
Okay, brothers. We can all build up this practice as long as we have the heart and desire to be nourished with the riches of Christ. Saints, I would pray. We don't have another prayer meeting before this training, but I would say we need to pray that the Lord would what? Give us a heart and a desire. May the Lord grant us His mercy. We'd all have such a heart and such a desire to lay hold of these riches.
Amen.
Okay, sisters.
We need to pray that the Lord will grant us such a desire.
Amen. Brothers, if we read the messages attentively, study their main points, and pray and fellowship concerning them, we will be able to speak these points to one another. You know, this sounds like a precursor of PSRP.
Yeah.
You know, our brother said to pray, read, then he says to study, then he says we need to recite them or speak them. I call that fellowship. And then we said we'll be able to speak these points to one another. This is what we need to do in our study times and how we should get even prepared for the prophesying on Lord's Day. Okay, next. Right. This is what he would say. He who does not, what? Get into it in this kind of way, study, pray and fellowship and speak. He couldn't prophesy, right? This is the kind of point our brother had. This is how we prepare for the church meetings.
Amen.
Right? We need to do it this way. Okay, next, brothers.
If we share the crucial points of life study messages in the meetings, we will uplift the standard among us and bring much profit to the church life.
If you want to bring much profit to the church life, this is a way to do it. Okay, sisters.
We need to treasure the Bible study messages because they interpret the Bible properly.
Amen.
And supply the riches of Christ.
Brothers.
Although I have labored much on the life study messages by speaking and polishing them, I still enjoy reading them again and again.
Each time I read the messages, I receive much spiritual refreshment and nourishment.
These messages contain the refreshing and nourishing element of Christ.
We should thank the Lord for granting us the privilege to enjoy His riches through the life study messages.
Okay, why don't we skip to the next heading here for time.
Being nourished with the riches of Christ to raise the standard of the church life and hasten the Lord's move.
Amen. Okay, brothers.
If we are not nourished with the riches of Christ by reading the life study messages, the standard of the church life will remain low.
Oh, saints, we want to uphold the high standard of the church life.
Amen.
In fact, we want to bring the standard of the church life higher.
Amen.
Right? Because we're into these things. Okay, brothers.
In recent years, many churches in the Far East have experienced a revival by obtaining spiritual nourishment in the life study messages.
Mm-hmm. The saints in these churches not only enjoy the riches of Christ by reading the messages, but also enliven and supply the church meetings by sharing these riches with one another in the meetings.
Amen. Together. In order to raise the standard of the church life
and hasten the progress of the Lord's move among us, we need to partake of the riches of Christ in the life study messages.
And you can apply that to all the messages that are being released in this the semi-annual training in the same spirit. So my heart would be is we would all have this desire, brothers and sisters,
Amen.
To really digest
Amen.
This speaking as best we can. Of course, we can't do it all personally. You know, still we've had the illustration, you know, putting your Dixie cup under the Niagara Falls. You know, it's like there's a torrent of truth and riches. We can only get so much personally. Yet, the vessel to receive this is the body.
Amen.
Right? So we should be those we. It says holding to truth and love, we may grow up into Him. It's not just that you would grow or I would grow, but that we may grow up into Him for the sake of the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So if you come to the table just for yourself, well, thank the Lord. But that's still not high enough. We come for the Lord's purpose.
Amen.
Why do we go to the training? Why do we get into this? For the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So for this purpose, I would hope that we would all have a view to digest the speaking,
Amen.
To look for the crucial points, to pray ourselves into these points,
Amen.
That this would become our constitution,
Amen.
So that we could minister Christ to one another
Amen.
For the building up of the body.
Amen.
So I hope this would impress you. I hope that you would all would do whatever you can to enter in for the body's sake.